Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking. It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Oh, Kev, Barbara Johnny, I found a lake on. This is Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again for another week. Back in the building. Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. Thank the family for joining us. Hope everybody had a wonderful week. You feel me? As we wind down 2021, there's been a lot going on. So, you know, hopefully we get on here, everybody get to share their thoughts, their collective thoughts. You feel me? And we share some constructive dialogue and, you know, information with the family. So we appreciate everybody for tuning in and calling in. And we've got a good, you know, good discussion lined up today. But before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
Hey, no announcements. I had a great week, busy. Trying to catch up on some of my rest now, but no announcements. So just had a busy week.
Yes, indeed. Well, for sure, for sure. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah. I had a good week. I want to make an announcement that for all of those who are interested, the Nation of Islam will be hosting Saviors Day week. Again, live, direct. It won't be virtual. It'll be in Chi-Town, Chicago, coming up in February, the end of February. I believe it's 24th through the 27th. So if you black and you want to see how a black nation moves positively and uniformly, hey, get your tickets and come and enjoy the full 3-4 days of events. But I'm sure I'll be keeping you posted as the time go on of what else we got going. But, yeah, if you can, check it out.
All right. Yes, indeed. And you say that's in Chicago?
Yep, it'll be in Chicago. Not too far away from the
okay.
crib.
That's right. That's right. And now on the Saviors Day, don't they alternate? Like, don't it sometimes be in Chicago, Detroit, or like, do they alternate cities, or how that work?
Yeah, between Chicago and Detroit mostly, but it has been in other cities as well.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Like Chicago and Detroit is like the Mecca Medina in the States.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's kind of weird because if you were to measure the distance between Mecca and Medina over in the Middle East, the measurements are almost identical from Chicago to Detroit.
Oh, okay. That's deep. Yes, indeed. All right, family. Well, we are here. We are Collective Minds. Make sure y'all hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And yeah, just before we get started, I don't know if y'all got a chance to see the King Richard movie. So I just wanted to share that with the family. The King Richard movie, I did get a chance to see it, starring Will Smith, and it's about Venus and Serena Williams, most notably their father, though. It kind of focuses around the father and how he kind of got them going, you know, when they were teenagers and whatnot. But excellent movie, excellent cast. You know, it shows black people, you know, making a plan, achieving their goals. It so shows a strong black father. You know what I'm saying? They don't get into the foolishness. There's no sexual agenda in this movie or nothing like that. It's just a pure, you know, decent black family movie that I encourage, you know, the family to check out. You know, it was an excellent movie, inspirational. You know what I'm saying? You can watch it with the kids, watch it with the family. And you can get a lot out of this movie, because nowadays when you see black movies, there's always some type of agenda. You know, you got the drug dealing genre going on, and then they may throw in some LGBT stuff and all that type of stuff, and you know, you gotta monitor with your kids. But this movie was excellent, and I just wanted to put that out there. I did get a chance to see it, and I don't know if y'all got a chance to see it, if y'all want to share your thoughts, but I thought it was an excellent movie, and I thought, you know, Will did a great job as far as acting in that movie. Also, I mean, you know, the girls, everybody did a good job in the movie, I'll just say that. I don't know if y'all saw it, or if y'all want to comment or what, you know.
I saw it, and I totally agree with Brother Kevin. It's a well-rounded production, very well-rounded. A lot of lessons you can take away from this. I would encourage anybody to watch it as well with your kids, because there are some lessons that can be taught with this movie. And again, like Brother Kev said, excellent cast. They did a great job with casting, and the actors did a great job. I thought it was a great movie. I don't usually give movies two thumbs up, but I give it two thumbs up.
All right.
Yes,
I'm about to check it out. I'm the only one I ain't seen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Indeed. It's worth a check out.
Check this out.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think you will agree. Well, Mufasa, I do believe so. I'll be shocked. You know, if you say anything otherwise, you know, but I'm definitely, I would love to hear how you will view it and rate it, because I think you would agree with us.
What platform is on?
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
On HBO Max, and it's at the theaters as well. You can see it at the theaters as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you just see so many movies with you know, the black man being vilified and he's always the bad guy. It was just good to see a good movie with the black dad, you know, being a father, being
strong
there, male. Being involved
strong
in his
black male.
Yeah, strong black male, being involved
black
in his children's life and basically, you know, taking control of their destiny and not letting any outside influences you know, dictate where they go up until a certain point. But he had total control. You know, a lot of the coaches and different people that was, you know, coming into their lives, you know, they kind of, you know, was talking like he was too strong and this and that. But he held his ground, stayed on his square. He like, these my babies. This is what we gonna do. You're not finna, you know, run them in the ground and work them today, you know, this and that. And yeah, it was just good to see that image of a strong black male. So I applaud that movie. You feel
and
me?
I will like
yeah.
to add this.
I like
up.
Her, you know.
I will add to it. Now, for any listeners who may have seen it or may just even know their true history, I'm not talking, because I know I've heard some contradictory stories about what it was in real life and all that. I'm not commenting on that. I'm commenting on the production, the movie production, and how everything was portrayed in the movie production. Because I know some people had criticized their dad about having outside children and all those things like that. could be true, could be not. I don't know. It probably is, but I'm not commenting on the actual true life of them. I'm only, because I don't know them to do that. But I'm commenting on the movie and the production of it. And so I stand on everything I said as it relates to the movie and the production. I think it was a great story, great inspiration, and they did portray him as a strong black male figure, and I think that was excellent.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, you know, I appreciate that y'all flew high with that. Y'all flying high in the clouds, and just for balance, I'm going to soar low for a minute. I'm going to take it low in the gutter. Because I didn't see that movie, but I'm going to watch it. But what I did see was the verses between Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Take it low. How low can you go?
I did see that. And that was entertaining to me. Man, let me tell you, that mug was off the chain.
Mad Dog 2020 low.
Yeah, man. They took me back to my club in on the East Side days, boy. I was like,
Who you got one?
I rolled with 3-6 because Bone sing that type of, you know, it's the type of music that they sing. I mean, it's not they sing.
Right.
The type of music that they do. You know, no pun intended, because Bone do be singing. But
they do be singing, right.
Yeah, you know, it's like when they sing that and they doing that harmonious music, they had some that amp up too, but then all of a sudden you follow it up with chicken, chicken, chicken. I mean, that just makes you start bouncing. You know, they just get you crunk. So it's kind of
I'm going to definitely have to give it to my boys, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I love it. I love the harmony.
You watched it?
I didn't watch it.
You ain't seen none of it yet?
I haven't seen any. I only saw the clips when Busy was running from the fight.
Hilarious.
Did you see any of the Brother King?
No, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. You know, that was right up my alley. And I picked Bone in the beginning because I was a bigger Bone fan, but when I got to watching it, I had to give it to 3-6. Just like you say, they were just coming with the hit. Bands to make them dance.
Yeah,
it was
that energy, man.
They got that with the energy.
Yeah, I know the energy level with them is definitely higher.
Yeah, that wasn't a good mix.
They should have made Bone with somebody else.
Yeah, they was in the comments talking about Bone should have went up against Boys to Men. I started laughing. I was bugging up. But this actually was one of the best verses thus far. This was one of the best verses. Minus the Wi-Fi connection. I know if people was watching it on IG, they had some Wi-Fi problems or whatnot. It kept going in and out. But overall, this was one of the best verses because they was bringing out a lot of people. They brought out Lil Wayne, they brought out Wiz Khalifa, they brought out Young Buck, A-Ball and MJG, Bone brought out some people. So it was overall one of the
best
verses.
Wait a minute, we messed that up. We can't forget
what
the
else?
Biggest star, Shatasha.
Who that? Tasha came out.
Definitely in the house. We can't overlook her now.
We can't. That's a fact. That's a fact. The Thug is Ruggish Bone, because if you from my era, you know that Thug is Ruggish Bone was playing on the box 1,000 times a day. They would play that back to back on the box. And so that was one of them anthems. That was one of them songs. And Tasha killed the song. Like, I don't know if y'all heard the story of how they got her on the track. Crazy Bone, they was just at the studio taking a smoke break. So they stepped outside to take a break. And the girl was walking by, Tasha was walking by, like, what y'all doing? They like, we in the studio. And she was just like, I can sing. They like, oh, for real? And they was like, come in here and record this. And they say when she recorded that part, Eazy-E was like, yeah, we keeping that. Flat out. He was like, the first take, he was like, we keeping that. You know what I'm saying? That's how thorough and how good she sounded. It was just a random. She was walking down the street. They was at the studio. And she happened to tell him she sing, and she hopped on the track. And Eazy, wow, being the genius that he was, he like, oh, no, well, that's a winner right there. We keeping that.
You feel me? That was a classic.
Her
line
was classic.
Yeah, that was all the time.
He killed that.
Brother K,
yeah,
who you think,
yes,
because Rigel ain't seen it, but I gotta ask you the question, and you're going to have to answer the question, Kevin.
I'm sorry. That
was a throwback from last week. That's an inside joke.
But
well, who you think was responsible for the fight? Even though they pieced things over, who you think was wrong in the fight? Because some say Busy was wrong because he threw the mic. Let me break it down to the people happening. Apparently, Bone was doing their thing, you know, they be singing, and 3-6 Mafia was over there slow dancing. DJ Paul and Boo started slow dancing each other while they were singing. So when Bone got through with their song, Busy was like, look, you ugly mother effers ain't going to be mocking me while I'm on stage, flat out. And then when he said that, DJ Paul was like, suck my man. And
yeah,
then when he said
the
that, Busy threw the microphone.
And then ran.
Damn, hit Gangsta Boo. And then it was on.
Right.
So, who
ran,
you think
but why
was wrong?
Support and then run? That's what I didn't like.
I think, in my opinion, that fall on Busy Bone, because that's all just part of the verses. It wasn't no harm, man. You know what I'm saying? They just doing their thing. And I think he took it a little too personal. So that was on Busy. You know, in my opinion. Now, when Juicy J invited him to the Frank stand, you know what I mean, to the hot dog stand, that was grind.
That was
like fighting with those two. That's like, okay, now it's on.
I'm gonna say it was on Mafia, and if I'm going by our great friend of the show, Pianki, and Mufasa's mindset or mentality, they should also agree that the issue falls with 3-6 Mafia, because they the ones started it. And then when you start something, hey, you never know what's going to come.
No, but how did they start it, though? No, I don't
agree.
How did they start it? They were the ones
that was they was agitating now. They was provoking them.
No, Busy was easily triggered. So why did nobody else get agitated? Busy was easily triggered, which he should not have been. You know what I'm saying? Because the other ones weren't triggered.
But he was easily triggered based off of what they were doing. They weren't, okay, listen. Come on now. You got to keep it real.
And
they were slow dancing. They weren't slow dancing because they like, oh, it's my jam. They was trying to throw shots and shades. Ain't nobody crazy.
But this is versus. Right, this is a versus.
Yeah, this is what they do in versus.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's
okay.
Just fun and games.
And I'm going to fall back. I don't watch versus, so I don't know. So maybe that's
okay.
Just.
Well, yeah, that's
maybe
kind
that's
of what they do. They just poke fun at each other.
And if that's the case, then I'm going to be quiet. I must be wrong because I don't watch versus. That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, they weren't gracious. Like when the rappers verse go against each other, for the most part they tend to throw shots. Now, some of them take the high road, like when Patti LaBelle did hers against who was that? Dang,
she threw a
I
shot.
Forgot she did hers
and Shaka Khan, right? Shaka Khan.
But you know when the greats when they do theirs, they don't be throwing shots. But you know the rappers they tend to throw a little shot.
Yeah,
so,
they throw shots. It's hip-hop. It's competition.
Yeah.
Well, why y'all make it seem like people throw shots?
Now, I'm gonna tell you what Busy said, though.
It's just like this. If you playing basketball against somebody, ain't nothing wrong with talking smack.
Like a spades game.
You can talk smack. You'd be like, "Oh, you trash." They might not even be trash. You just talking smack to, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
To get the get it flowing. So that's all that was.
Right.
You know.
Because both groups actually go a long way back. Like they actually cool with each other. And that's why Paul was like, well, before I even say that, Busy said the reason he was irritated was because he was feeling under the weather. He had a little cold, and he was trying to – he said he usually – he would have went back and forth with them, but he was trying to save his voice for the songs. And that's why he wasn't going back and forth. So he got frustrated. So
exactly.
He said
it. So
like,
he admitted.
I got frustrated because I was living under the weather, you know.
Well, it wasn't a big deal. And neither one of them, maybe this is what they do. Maybe they didn't fall it out before then. You know, maybe it was just a hype part of the game to make to increase their views for the verses. Maybe it was just one big publicity stunt. Because the way Busy was running, he was really going to fight. So clearly, I'm just going to end it with I'm thinking that it was a publicity stunt. That's it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I thought that was the case, too, until he flung that microphone like he did. And he almost did the booth. And one of the dudes who came out was her brother from behind the stage. Like Paul and them, they ran up. But her brother was, like, with the smoke, like, that's how Busy Bone got knocked all back like he did.
Her brother wanted to piece of that tail.
Like, man, you throw that microphone in my sister like that. I mean, he threw that thing hard.
He was definitely tripping, and he did come back out later and apologize, which was the right thing to do because he was tripping.
It was the right thing.
He just went overboard.
Don't
you expect that, though, from Busy? I would expect that from Busy, though. He seemed like the one that would fly.
He's the lightest one. Busy is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that light skin complex, exactly.
So he always got to want to fight
and do all this. Yeah, so he can prove, you know, you ain't going to be picking on me because I'm light skinned.
that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. But it was a good verse, though.
Ain't going to be mocking me.
Ain't gonna be mocking me, you ugly mother.
But you know, I tell you this though, it was a good verses, and man, I really forgot some of them songs that Triple Six had that you know get it going in the club. And DJ Pop, that activist, he said he didn't even get a chance to get into his bag of songs and stuff. You know, bands are making
bands are made. He really didn't, because he got some songs. He played that Katy Perry joint. They brought out Terrence Howard for Terrence Howard was out there spitting.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh man. So I really enjoyed this verse. It was a good one.
And I missed some of it. Yeah. I have to Google some of the highlights.
Yeah, you got to check that out. I forgot Terrence Howard came out there and ripped it. It's going hard.
Yes,
I'm here for a pimp.
Here for a pimp, right.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
I enjoyed it. Got that song with Katy Perry, too.
Yeah, Juicy J got the song with Katy Perry, right, and he did.
He needs a good producer to go up against. That's what he needs. He needs a producer battle. Because Juicy J got
a lot of
hits.
So yeah, family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We gonna go to the call lines in 1 second. Make sure y'all hit us up 929-477-1697. Let me just put this out here, then I'll let y'all go and we get to the call lines. Like, remember with the Ahmaud Arbery case I was talking about last week, how, you know, it was a lot of people liable in that case because they tried to cover it up. So this past week, Jackie Johnson, whoever that is, she's the former district attorney in Georgia. She is now facing 5 years in prison for allegedly violating her oath of office and obstructing justice in the Ahmaud Arbery case, because she actually knew about the case, saw the video, and declined to press charges, right? She saw the video and was like, okay, no, they didn't do anything wrong. And they were sharing the film in the little community around. Everybody was passing the video around until it got into the hands of the lawyer who actually ended up breaking the case. But for 74 days, the killers was out on the loose. You know, they was just going about their business. They just claimed it was self-defense and they was doing what they did. But it was on that prosecutor, Jackie Johnson, who just overlooked it and failed to press charges. So, you know, they just go to show, like, the call was accusing me, oh, you want to make everything about race. Well, unfortunately, it is, because we know if the shoe is on the other foot, see, black people don't have a system to protect them. If a black person kills somebody and it's on video and they are obviously in the wrong, they're not going to, there's no prosecutor in America, black or white, who's going to be like, oh, no, we're not going to press charges. There's nothing happened here. We just let that go. But these people, the dominant society, white people, have a system in place where they can do these type of crimes and be out for 74 days. And it's not until people start raising, you know, raising hell that they actually get charged. So it's not me making everything about race. This is the system that we in. Like, it just is what it is. Like, so, you know, I felt like I got ambushed last week with the answer the question, Kevin. You know, I feel like I was ambushed. But unfortunately, most things are about race when it comes down to it. It's about maintaining a system of domination. So you give people who are classified as white the benefit of the doubt, and you let them go. Prime example, and I'm going to let y'all go, with the Michigan shooter, the class shooter who was in Michigan that shot four people, that killed four and wounded seven people. Do y'all know that this kid had a meeting on Monday and Tuesday? Tuesday was the shooting. He had a meeting with the principal and counselors, his parents, on Monday and the Tuesday of the shooting, basically because he had pictures of shooting people, blood, guns, laughing emojis, all these type of things he had in these pictures, and it was concerning enough where they had to call a meeting with this guy. But do you know they let him just go back to class? They didn't check his bag. He had the gun in his bag. They didn't check his bag. They didn't send him home. They let this white shooter just go back to class, and then they kill four people. So that's what I'm saying. Like, these people don't care about saving lives. They care about maintaining a system of domination, which I call white supremacy. Because we know if there was a black kid that was drawing pictures of him killing people, they'd been ransacked his locker, checked his bag, checked his parents' crib. Like, they'd have been gone through all types of stuff. They'd have suspended him, his mama house, his grandma. Like, come on, fam. Like, they dropped the ball on this, and we see four kids ended up getting killed and seven others shot. Like, come on, fam. How do you let this kid go back to school? Nobody thought to check his bag. He had the gun in the bag while they're having the meeting about him drawing pictures of people getting shot in class or whatnot. Like, how do you not check his bag? How do you not be like, okay, we're going to send you home for the day take necessary precautions? Like, come on.
How do you not even expel him? Because like you say, if it was any other thing, any other person, we already know how it would have went down.
Yeah.
Now, we can have a discussion.
They dropped the ball on
that. Don't
yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Good thing the prosecutor in the Ahmaud Arbery case, she is being charged. You know, we'll see how that go. And then the Michigan shooter was given the benefit of the doubt because he was a white kid, and they allowed this kid to go back into school and kill four other students. So, you know, you could take it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame the messenger. I'm just, you know, reporting the news.
It is what it is.
You feel me? But I digress. You feel me?
Hey, let me add this one to the table, too. And I ain't going to comment too much. I'm going to let you and the callers, you know, go at it. But, you know, we also got to discuss that Arizona cop who fatally shot the man in a wheelchair 9 times in the back.
Woo.
Harrowing footage caught the moment an off-duty officer, off-duty Arizona cop working as a Walmart security guard shot a 61-year-old man in a wheelchair 9 times in the back, killing him. After the disabled man allegedly shoplifted, the officer Ryan Remington was on assignment at the Walmart in Tucson on Monday when an employee alerted him about 6 p.m. that a customer in a motorized wheelchair had swiped the toolbox. The employee caught up with the suspect, identified later as Richard Lee Richards. He sounded like a gangster. Asked him to show a receipt in the parking lot. Instead of providing the receipt, Richard Lee Richards brandished the knife and said, "Here's your receipt." That's gangster. Police Chief Chris Magnus said in a statement, The chief said Remington, a 4-year member of the Tucson Police Force, also followed Richards while attempting to gain his cooperation and surrender the blade. Mr. Richards refused to comply and instead continued to head through the Walmart and Lowe's parking lots. According to the Walmart employees, Mr. Richards said, "If you want me to put down a knife, you're going to have to shoot me." All I'm going to say is this.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All I'm going to say is this. This is a 61-year-old man in a wheelchair. Like, do the police now, hey, look, he did not comply. So, I mean, hey, he didn't listen. That's kind of on you, Mr. Richards. You should have listened. But at the same time, it just shows how cowardly cops can be. I mean, a 61-year-old man, I would have just flipped his damn chair over.
Exactly.
That's all he had to do is flip his chair over and roll his ass out on the ground. He's useless at that point. He can't do nothing.
That's it.
But just, they shot that man 9 times. Like, that's just cowardly, boy. But go ahead. Y'all take it away.
But look, hold up. To add insult to injury, after they shot him, and he fell and slumped over on the ground, they handcuffed the dude. he was dead. They sat there and handcuffed him. That was terrible. Like, if that officer don't get, like, he should be in jail, really. But, come on, at the very least, he shouldn't have a job. He shouldn't dare to be a police officer.
But he's probably going to get away with it because the dude didn't comply. Which is a damn shame. I don't mean to laugh because that shit ain't funny for real. It's not funny. Whoa, so I'm not going to laugh at that. I'm laughing because I just can't believe how cowardly you beat it. A man in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair with a knife.
You're a lot nicer than me, Mufasa, because I think it's more than just cowardly. I think that's evil. That means you want to shoot somebody because it was unnecessary to do that. You evil. You just want to do it because you didn't have to. Like you said, it was other ways to solve that. But because you chose to kill this man, that ain't being no coward. You evil.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, exactly. And from the video, like, he wasn't close enough to stab nobody. Like, true enough, he was rolling towards the door of the store, Walmart or whatever. But he wasn't even close enough to even stab him. Like, nobody's life was in danger. That's why I'm like, why did he just start shooting at, like, nobody's life was in danger.
He would thought he was on top of somebody right then and there stabbing him.
Yeah.
This
man rolling slow in the wheelchair. It looked like the battery was about to run out. You know what I'm saying? He's slowly inching towards the door.
That's what I'm saying. That's not cowardly. That's evil to me.
And to be fair with the reporting, this was a white cop shooting a white man.
I really don't be tripping off.
All these people could be great. All these people could be great to me. You know, I just threw that out there for the sake of reporting.
Yeah.
But all these people could be great to me. It don't matter. That
yeah,
was just,
we just
I'm with you, right?
Yeah,
that
was
easy.
We gotta keep
purely
it.
Evil.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We just gotta keep it real. They didn't have to kill that man. Period.
No, they didn't. They wanted
you know what I'm
to.
Saying?
That's them
yeah.
That's somebody getting their rocks off.
Yeah, he wanted to see how I feel to kill somebody. That's what that was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And they use that as an excuse to, because he said that. If he said it. Because I don't believe everything that's
right.
reported.
If he even said it.
If he,
exactly.
if he did say that, they like, oh, yeah, well, shoot, I know I'm going to get away with this. Let me go
right.
and knock him then.
Yeah.
And, that's
and so, but that's what happens, though. When you have, like, police brutality, and we know, in my opinion, it's targeted towards black folks, but it's going to spill over, and you're going to get some white casualties. You know, police are going to kill some white people. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? But in my opinion, like I say, I know who the targets are of this, but when you have an evil, demonic system like that, it's going to spill over and hit some of the unintended target, let's say. So that's just what happens. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate, but that is what happens when you have a corrupt police system. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that was dirty. Very, very dirty.
Let's see what the callers got to say about all this mess that's unfolding in the world.
Yes, indeed.
Right,
yes,
right.
indeed. Let's hit the callers.
Did we mention anything about the new variant last week?
Yeah. We all said we ain't scared.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't all scared. Right. We ain't never
scared. 314-381 caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh yeah.
Hey. Come on with it, brother.
You know, the funny thing about this, Kevin, nobody's never mentioned anything about Emmanuel Sampson, the 27-year-old black man, big guy, big shoulders, who went to the white
church. Football player, is he a former football player? Or no?
He could be. He was sitting up in Antioch Church there in Nashville, Tennessee. And I think he had been going to the church maybe two weeks before that. But this Sunday, he lit up, pulled out a gun, started shooting white folks. It's all white church.
I ain't heard nothing about that.
No, you don't, because you got protection from this ratchet media system.
No, never did we get protection.
Well, then why come you didn't hear about it?
I can tell you. Let me answer that real fast. Let me answer that really fast.
Yeah.
You guys can disagree with this. Yeah. You know what the protection is? The protection is them protecting the idea because they don't want other black people to do that. So you're right. They won't show it because they don't want to give other blacks the idea
exactly.
to do the same thing. So they don't show it. It is protection, but they're not protecting us. They're trying to protect.
Well,
right.
Newsom is
that,
a black Newsom. Well, wait a minute. You
they
got Newsom, you got Atlanta
it.
Black
right.
Star, you got the Tribune, ABC. They didn't report it. And they black
well,
owned Newsom.
What publication did you hear it from? How did you hear about it?
Somebody knocked on my window and told me, but you can go look at it right now. This is the heading. Emmanuel Sampson, Samson, Antioch
right,
Church Shooter. Sentenced to dozens of additional criminal charges. He shot a white woman who was walking across the parking lot carrying her Bible. He got 42 charges, equated to about 293 years. And you're talking about prosecutors don't do the right thing. I was visited by a friend, Judge Joe Brown.
Huh?
Pardon me?
This happened in 2017, right?
Well, that goes to show. That was during Obama. I don't understand why you didn't hear it. It wasn't Obama. That was getting off of Hillary Clinton's terror This man was a terrorist. Yeah. He was a terrorist. He's not listed like that. It says nothing about black Emmanuel Sampson. As he was white, it was a black church. It said white Emmanuel Sampson shoots up blacks in church. That's your ratchet news media. Let's talk about something else. Mm. I was visiting Mustafa, my friend, Judge Joe Brown. On his show.
That's my guy.
And then a lady by the name of Stephanie from St. Louis came on and was talking about y'all favorite number one first black female prosecutor, who I have said myself, she's ratchet. In other sense, this lady came on crying because she had lost her son. And I thought it was the case where the mother somewhere in St. Louis County was complaining that her son's murderer came to court three times. And Gardner failed to send a prosecutor down for his arraignment. And the judge said, well, I have to let this man go. He was a murderer. Let back out on the street. It wasn't that one. It was another case similar like that where the lady's son's been murdered. And this woman is not doing her job in charging the murderer. This is what the mother said. I didn't say that. Because when I heard her come on start telling the story, I thought she was talking about another case. She was talking about her case. And there's probably many of them out there because people say this woman will let you back out on the street if you're a criminal. What happened to the ones that killed Captain Dorn down there on Martin Luther King and Sarah? You remember that? I ain't heard nothing about that. Huh? I ain't heard anything about it. So you're talking about prosecutors with the Arbery case. Hey, you don't have to go down to Atlanta. You got one right here in your neighborhood. Talking about that one. And you know, you made mention about Serena Williams. Say something, Kevin. You gotta say something about Serena Williams. But I hear where everybody's complaining because she married a white man.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah. She married a white man. All those began to call her this, that, and the other because she married a white man. Didn't want to have nothing to do with black people in her income class. Well, that's her business. If she wants to do
so. That's my thing.
But
yeah,
I said this.
I don't care who people married.
Yeah, until you in the Mars and they talking about the white devil. So going by that description, she married a white devil. And she felt like she wanted to do it. All right, let's go on to something else. You talk about judges. Everybody want to criticize. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Mustafa.
No, go ahead, my brother. I'm going to let you finish, Pete. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't agree with her marrying him. I was more mad that, to be honest with you, because Serena did date black men before that. I was mad that nobody could keep her. I didn't understand
that. She must be a strong black woman like Roger then. I mean, you ain't going to be coming in there half-stepping on her. you ain't going to be half-stepping. You ain't going to be half-stepping with Roger. You can leave that one alone. But let's talk about the judges. You talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse judge. Well, let's talk about the judges that was involved with Mr. Brooks. What was his first name? Mustafa? The black man that broke through the barricades to mow down whites at that Thanksgiving parade?
Yeah. I can't think of the name of him.
The judges had practically just let this man back out on the street for all the criminal things that he'd done. He has what's called an old rap sheet. That's what we used to call it back in the day. From all the stuff he done, even the previous day, where he ran over his girlfriend in a car. I think he really liked that.
They gave him a low bond.
$500 in some cases. $500, Mustafa.
Now, remember, I told you to always go back to who the victim was. Was his girlfriend black or white?
His girlfriend was white.
You sure about that?
And I got something like about that, too. How about that football player? What's his name? Zach something? Zach Stacy?
Yeah, Zach Stacy.
He picked his white girlfriend up, throwing her around the room, threw her over in a giant screen television, came down and crashed her on top of her. He was slapping her.
Yeah, he did. He did that. He did.
Mm-hmm. You just point fingers in one direction, man.
Because nobody's saying that black people don't commit crimes or don't do anything. I'm just saying how the system gives white people the benefit of the doubt, and that's just what.
Well, how are you gonna say that? I really don't think that's true. Now, it might have been true at one point in time in the history of the United States. It might have been
true one time in the history of Nigeria
where they give certain black people privileges.
No, to this
but
day,
to say,
right now, December 5th, 2021, right now to this day, that's still the case.
Well, if that's the case, how is it that that kid in Arlington, Texas, Timothy Simpson, 18-year-old, how is after all the stuff he done in that school? First he was fighting his 15-year-old, picking him up like a rag doll. Then he had the audacity to go to his backpack and get a pistol. Well, how did he get the pistol in the school?
Right.
Did the parents buy
it?
Wait a minute. Hang on. I'm just writing down questions that you mentioned on another case. How did he get the pistol in the school? Did the parents buy the pistol like they bought an 18-year-old kid in high school with a $30,000 charger? Had a diamond earring, a big one, gold teeth.
Now, see, all that stuff has nothing to do with nothing. Yes, it does, because it talks for an 18-year-old.
Come on, now it does have a whole lot to do with it.
No, it don't, because parents can buy them what they want.
Could the other kids, including Kyle, couldn't they buy what they want for him?
Not assault rifles.
Oh, assault rifle? It's a semi-automatic rifle.
Family.
It comes in different calibers, including .22 long rifle.
The laws in Wisconsin, according to Wisconsin law, it's illegal for a minor.
No, it was not. We already don't talk that. You still got some idiots saying that. See how he does, Mustafa? When you push him up against the wall, you see? That's how he does.
I'm just saying, I don't make the laws in Wisconsin.
That's what he does.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but getting back to this Simpson, I tell you how it's black privilege. After shooting that kid that he was fighting four times, I think he stabbed him four times in the chest. I'm not sure. The kid apparently lived. Then he turns around and shoots some people that have nothing to do with it. A couple of teachers and somebody else. Why did he do that? Then I think he walks out and gets in his car and drives off. And eventually turns himself in. Police chase comes on the news and say, we're charging him with simple assault. Simple assault? That was premeditated and everything else. He thought about it as he walked out to get the gun out of his backpack and probably was thinking about it when he brought it to school. Is the parents responsible for letting this 18-year-old get that gun? They buy it for him? Should they be prosecuted too?
Okay, so just what you just said, if all that is true, then Calvin Rittenhouse was premeditated murder also, because he's on video saying he wished he had a gun to shoot protesters. Then he went and got a gun and shot protesters. So
no, he went
and
got
logic,
he got a seat on there. You go again.
It was
there you go again.
Too. That was
there you go again. Well, people. Well, you had a prosecutor that tried that, but it didn't work because the jury seen the video where people was attacking him. Actually, the kid
and
that got thrown around by Mr. Simpson, he should have got the gun and protected himself. And you talk about the guy that was in Walmart's wheelchair. Well, let's talk about the white woman that was unloading her stuff in her SUV. And I think maybe three young blacks came and shot her. And I think they took her groceries. Hey, Mustafa, you remember the Central Park Five in New York?
Yeah, I remember.
What about the Forest Park Five there in St. Louis? Did you hear about that?
Come on with it, huh?
You mean to tell me you didn't hear about the Forest Park Five in St. Louis, where the five black men were jumping white joggers in Forest Park, and I think they might have killed one. Or killed the one, the story is. You can still pull it up on Google. Then you had another case where three black males was going to try to rob this white male and female jogger. One approached with his gun out, and the two had their hands in their pockets, their hoodies, like they had guns. Well, they made a mistake. This white St. Charles, Missouri deputy drew and shot all three of them. He killed two, and the one that survived, he's charged with murder because he was in the act of committing a felony and somebody got killed. You charged with that murder.
Well, let me ask this, brother, you know, because we're going to have to get on to other calls. I got to ask.
I'm going to let you go on to the other calls, and you can talk to me later on. But I just want Kevin to know.
Y'all
know my position. I say these things are human beings. Go ahead.
You ain't got to run. This ain't going to take but a hot second. I just want to know, is the cop who shot the man in the wheelchair, do you believe that he was in the right?
Well, I think he could have done something else. But I tell you something else. Isn't it funny that a certain preponderance of individuals in this country just don't want to comply, whether they're on their feet, whether they're in a wheelchair, or whether they're riding a damn horse? They just don't want to comply.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. If the man had to comply, would he be living today?
Probably so.
In response to a question that was given him, a knife would have been the last thing I pulled out.
Yeah.
I remember down in a Kroger in Memphis, they showed a video where they brought a black man was coming out the store. He went in the store looking like he weighed about 100 pounds. He came out the store looking like he weighed 300. The security guard stopped him just as he was getting ready to get in his car. They brought a basket out. Now, they brought an empty grocery basket out, one of the clerks, and they began to unload all the stuff he had stuffed down in his pants and other clothes. A whole basket full. I'll leave it with that.
Say it ain't
so, Kevin. Say it ain't human beings. All
right. Right on, Brother Pete. We're going to holler back.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's how I do.
Wow. I mean,
answer
I won't
the
say
question,
nothing.
Kevin.
So, yeah, if you're just joining us, family, hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Make sure y'all hit us up, and we're going to keep getting to these calls. Let us know what's on your mind.
Okay, area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, y'all.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Hey, peace, Carl.
Yeah, I sent that video off to y'all. I didn't know that it was going to affect y'all like that. I just thought it was going to be
We do have a soul.
The video.
Believe it or not, we do have a soul.
I just thought it was crazy, but I was like, that could have been my dad just sitting in a wheelchair, getting shot up.
Having a bad day.
Sitting in a wheelchair.
getting shot up because I forgot to pay for my toolbox. I don't know what was going on. That guy might have been wanting to commit suicide for real.
No, he probably just didn't feel like it.
Some days
you just don't feel like today is the day.
But he still didn't deserve 9 bullets in the back.
No, he didn't. That's why the police need to be. The police got to be held accountable. You got to, because
no,
he's supposed
that,
to hold
that officer,
to a higher standard.
That officer has been fired. That officer has been fired, and he's awaiting trial for murder.
Okay, that is exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, that was a wild video when I saw that. I was like, oh damn. So I'm all down with this man and the police. That's the biggest gang in America. I'm done dealing with them police. I'll be fine trying to figure out my own way of being safe, because the police don't ever protect me anyway. I'm always watching my back for the police.
Over a knife. It's the same way when I saw that, it just put me back in the mindset of Kajimi Powell, who got shot right behind Mike Brown here. And you could tell he was having a mental breakdown. And he was like, he walking with a knife saying, well, just shoot me. Shoot me. And they was like, okay then. I'm like, it's two of y'all.
Right.
Y'all can't figure out
a
way. I got a feeling me and my cousin here on the line, I think we could take down a man with a plastic knife without having to shoot him. I believe so.
Yeah.
And we got bulletproof vests on.
That's ridiculous,
man.
I got a broken back. I still could have did something with that dude in the wheelchair other than shoot him a bunch of times.
Exactly.
But I was just saying, I just don't like the idea that I could be doing my thing, not doing nothing wrong, and somebody can come up and get in my business, make up an excuse to throw me in a cage, kidnap me and throw me in a cage. I don't like that idea.
Kidnap.
Yeah, we were looking at the video earlier this week where, that retired Marine got all of his life savings stolen by the police because they can do that. Because he just happened to want to carry his money and cash in his car to go see his kids, and they took all of his money.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yep.
Because you know what I call that? I call that highway robbery, and it was committed by a federally endorsed gang.
We wouldn't be as far down a rabbit hole as we are now if when a cop would do the wrong thing, the powers that be would just handle it. You have to handle them accordingly. You can't just let this just spiral out of control.
Yeah, they're immune to most consequences to their actions.
So now it's like I'm done.
I'm so over the police. I'm over the military too. I don't. I'm a retired. I retired from the Army, 21 years, and I do not endorse the military anymore. I don't stand by the military, and I'm not pro-military at all.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's heavy there. I feel you.
What is it that you got against the military?
What's that?
Maybe like
that. What you got against the military?
What do I have against the military? The government is setting it up to be a bunch of jackboot, stormtroopers. Everybody that's got their own sense of mind and their own sense of who they are, they're pushing them out of the military. They only want the weak-minded people that will just follow orders no matter what they've been told to do.
Right.
No
right.
more.
And I've also seen, and I was one of the people that had my own mind, and I fought tooth and nail to get as far as I did in the military because – And I was able to get into certain units because of my way of thinking, but I was highly monitored, and I was in a different type of situation. But most people like me get put out immediately because they generally don't have the physique or the ability to do the things that I was able to do on top of being able to think for myself. I've always been a pretty combative person when it comes to I ain't going to do what you want me to do just because you want me to do it. You need to have a good damn reason for me to do it. It's got to make sense to me. It's got to be reasonable to me. It's got to, you know, it's got to be a positive for me to do something.
Right.
I ain't going to just do it just because you said it's got to be done. I don't work that way. But a lot of people in the military now are that way. You tell them to do it, and as long as you give them their paycheck, they'll go and do it.
Well, the sad part is that's a lot of people all overall. We all becoming that way. We just don't question nothing. We just go with the flow.
But they're not sanctioned by the government to kill other people. The military is.
Right. That's a great point, and that's a conversation. Yes, indeed, Carla. That's a conversation we definitely need to have in the future, because I definitely have my opinion, you know, on the military. And it's not – it's not the military.
Everybody,
I think the military
has their own piece of equipment to protect themselves. And if you can't protect yourself, well, then you need to be around other people that can help you protect yourself.
Right. That's a conversation. That's a conversation we definitely going to have. But appreciate the call. We're going to try to grab some more callers.
All right, Jay.
Appreciate it.
All right, right on.
Yeah.
All right, family. Let's keep the calls rolling, see what's popping.
Yeah, real quick, that just made me think about an incident, a personal incident real quick, with my daughter about a little over a year ago. She was in an accident. Someone actually hit her. And so it wasn't my daughter's fault, but the car hit her. And she's by herself, my daughter. And it was two cars. One car was following another. I think they were family members. So the first car or the second car hit my daughter's car. They totaled my daughter's car. Their car flipped over and everything. And they got out the car. The second car load of friends that was with the family, they got out the car. They was aggressive, trying to make it seem like it was my daughter's fault. Just so happened the police was down the street and saw it happen. But my daughter didn't realize the police was near and saw the incident. So because the other group of girls got out the car angry, trying to make it seem like it was my daughter's fault, my daughter protected herself, made her own conscious, smart decision, and she walked away. Now, the officer who saw what happened, he had the nerve to tell me and my daughter that she committed a crime by leaving the scene. I said, you can call it what you want, but my daughter did the right thing, because it was 10 of them that was angry at her. She's supposed to, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but she did the right thing. And then he said, even when I pulled up and she saw my light, she still didn't come. I said, so what? What you going to do? You can't stop 10 people from doing something to her. So my point is that what the caller was saying, sometimes you have to be able to protect yourself, because the police is not equipped to do it all the time. They just following orders, because I thought that was a very dumb thing to say, to tell my daughter that she should have stayed in a hostile situation by herself because she feel like she leaving a crime scene. Forget that. Leave the crime scene. If he want to make it seem like that was bad because he's following orders and not logically thinking on his own.
Exactly.
Then, I think that's what I was getting from what the caller said. And I agree that sometimes they just do stuff just following orders and not being smart, because why would you tell her she didn't do the right thing? So next time she's in a situation like that, she may question whether or not she should, you know, stay, thinking she may get in trouble. So I'm glad I was able to talk to my daughter and tell her, no, you did the right thing, and forget what this officer said. You did the right thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there. We can get to another caller. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I want to hit on three things real quick.
Okay.
In Illinois, law enforcement is going to be are going to be mad because they can no longer search your vehicle if they smell marijuana.
Oh wow!
And then y'all should know by now, police are no longer here to protect or serve.
Exactly.
Right. I've been there.
Okay. And then I just hit y'all with some messages. There are states that are no longer helping federal agencies conduct cases. Like Missouri is one of them, where if the feds come in and they want the police help to build a case, the local law enforcement is no longer allowed to help the feds, and they will no longer enforce federal, you know, the federal stuff. So basically, if the feds come in and say, hey, we need your help, they have to say we can't. Otherwise, we will be sued and fired if we help. There's several states on that. Iowa is looking to pass that law, too. So the feds are basically, they have to come and conduct their investigations by themselves. And local and state agencies are no longer allowed to help or assist. Which means, basically, if you have a felony, which is a fair case or whatever, I'm not for sure, but they catch you with a gun, it's a fair thing, so they really can't. I'm going to have to really look into it, but it sounds like it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. So
yeah.
And it's nice to know that these parents are starting to get charged for their kids going to school.
Right, parents need to be held accountable. If you had a child, you got children, you're supposed to be held to some sort of standard for their actions.
Yeah.
You know, we said the same thing.
Outside,
like,
yeah, that's like if your kid is outside and they're riding their bike and they hit a vehicle. Or they do damage to somebody's property, you're still liable. They'll tell you that in court law.
Right.
You are responsible. Like if I went out and I busted out, I went down the street, or I went over and I busted out, and I'm a minor. My dad has to pay for all that damage. So, so what's the difference of you buying your kid a gun and then not having it secured where they're can take it to school. It's the same thing as if I busted someone's car mirror as a child. Parents are responsible for what their kids do.
Right.
They're responsible
right.
for the damage. So
that's a fact.
And they need to be charged with a bigger crime, because why would you buy your son a handgun? They're not even allowed to have a handgun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He wanted to buy his daughter a pistol, but she wasn't old enough, so she didn't get it. So, like I said, I'm glad that they're going to start holding parents responsible for their kids going and terrorizing. And I hope they'll make it equal. So.
Yes, sir. I agree. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Colin. We appreciate it. Colin Mason.
Right on, Colin.
Great points. We appreciate them. Area code 314-438. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 314-438. Okay. Thanks for listening. Area code 609. 310, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Thanks, Colin.
Well, that goes to show
indeed.
You how corrupt not just that one state is, all these states is, because I was listening to the last caller talking about all the stuff going on in Missouri. But that ain't the only state. It's corrupt everywhere in these police departments. It's a shame. And it's a shame that they let these people out back out on the street. Now, you knowing they done killed people and robbed people, I just don't understand how they keep letting these people back out on the street. But little minor stuff, they got people, it's just crazy. It's the whole thing is just crazy. It's, that's how you know it's politics and all of that. And just like when they lock somebody up with drugs, they end up back out on the street. It's all about poor politics and all that stuff. It's all corrupt. Start from the top to the bottom, all of them corrupt. That's the way I look at it. And
right.
And Forrest, that shooting with that kid, I believe that not only the parents was held responsible, that school should be held responsible. The administrators
right.
that handle that in
exactly.
that school
mm-hmm.
should be looking for charges too.
Facts.
Because if that was a black kid or any brown kid, they would have searched his
mm-hmm.
bag. I worked security for years, let me tell you. The protocol
Facts.
Is something like that, they were supposed to call the police. They were supposed to
exactly.
call the police, and they didn't. They tried to cover it up because of his
mm-hmm.
color and sent them back to school. They know they was wrong. So the administrator
mm-hmm.
who handled that case and all of that, they should be held responsible along with those parents. But the parents did
That's
say that the dad went and bought him the gun for Christmas.
Right, right.
That's what they said. It was
right.
a Christmas present.
Right.
But
so yeah.
Sad, man.
So why wouldn't the parents be like, okay, we bought him this gun, we in the principal's office, and he's talking to be drawing these pictures of shootings and killers. Like, they didn't think to look to see where the gun was. Like, they didn't think to let's take the gun from the child. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the parents definitely should be charged, but you're right, the school need to be charged as well. They all dropped the ball. You know, they
That's
all got
what I'm saying. Everybody,
as far
the
as
parents
I'm
should definitely be charged. They should definitely be charged. But I'm saying not only the parents, the administrators that handle that should be charged too, because they didn't do what they really dropped the ball, because that's their
mm-hmm.
school. And if you call somebody,
right.
a parent up and say, this is a disturbing situation, the first thing you should have did was call law enforcement along with the parents. That's what you should have did. That's
mm-hmm.
what they should have did. That's what they should have did. They should have called the parents and law enforcement because he was underage, or he was 18, right? Or turning 18, 17, 18?
Turning 18, yeah, 17 years, somewhere up in there, yeah.
So they should have called the parents and the police. That's what they should have did.
Exactly.
It's a shame they dropped the ball. But I just feel like, and with that incident with the in the wheelchair, granted he didn't reply to whatever they was telling him to do. 9 times though, y'all, come on now. That's overkill. And that's what these cops are doing. They're getting away with overkill and killing. Okay, if you're running away from an officer, the law used to be if you're running away, you're not supposed to shoot nobody in the back. Now they're getting away with all this stuff. What's up with that? Tell me that.
Right.
But that you if that's in the
right.
if you pull it up, that's on the that's in the law. You're not supposed to hit somebody, shoot at somebody running away from you, shooting them in the back. Now
right.
they're getting
and,
away with this stuff. I'm just confused.
They had changed it though. They had changed it to where officers could use deadly force to catch a criminal. Because I remember we went over this. Right after the Mike Brown situation, we actually had a state rep go over some of the laws with us, and she was saying that we need to get that stuff changed. She didn't even know that it was written in into law like that. They're giving these police giving them the authority to do that.
People to assassinate people. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They hire criminals to assassinate criminals because that's what they are.
Yeah,
that's
right.
the way I look
I
at
totally,
it. Because if you have the mindset to go out and say, oh, if I stop this person, I'm pulling my weapon and I'm unloading it. You're a criminal just like them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
With a badge. You're a criminal with a badge. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? It's even worse. If you look on, I've looked on YouTube and I've seen, you know, it's countless videos like this where police are brutalizing elderly people. Handicapped people. You know, you saw it. I saw one where they slammed, it was a police lady.
she was trying to stop an elderly woman in a grocery store parking lot for whatever reason. And this lady was, I think, 90-something years old, and she picked this lady up and body slammed her.
Mm-hmm. Now that, I mean, who raised you? Repercussions on her part. That's so,
who
that,
raised
that's just too
you?
Much. All this overkill is just too much.
I don't know who raised these people, man. Like, dang, you can put your hands on old folks like it ain't nothing.
Yeah,
like, you think that's
the same ones that if they it was their parents or their grandparents, they'll have a fit.
Right.
It's a shame. It's shameful, right. Boy. And that's what this world is coming to. That's why I say the main thing is you got to just stay focused and stay prayed up because it's crazy out here. And then they go up home.
And we have to train each other.
What about all these dollars they keep putting out here? I'm confused about that, too. You go from one, first you tell everybody to get these boosters, and then a week after they get the boosters, the shots, nothing may not work. They try to figure it out now.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about that?
Well, I mean, with the new variants, you going to need a booster. Right on, Carla. Appreciate it. Right on, Carla. Just real quick, with the variants and whatnot, you're going to need a booster for the booster. So people are going to, you're going to continuously need shots. There's going to be new variants every season. And this is the new normal. You know, this is what it is. So
need a booster, a booster for the booster's booster.
You'll need a booster for the booster booster.
Hey,
and the booster.
Brother Ken, we're going to be sounding like Cameron in a minute. Computers be putin'.
Computers be putin', right. Right. Hey.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, come on. Let's hit the call line, Selected Minds Radio. We are here.
Okay, so 314-616, caller. You're on with Collected Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment, make it plain, caller.
Man, I'm just kind of listening in this week. I kind of want to attack Bianchi, you know, about the whole situation when he was talking about the cases in Wisconsin and stuff. One thing I want to kind of challenge him on is if you notice whether you're talking about the Rittenhouse case or the Ahmaud Arbery case, it's like America is pacifying and suggesting your mind to get used to all white jury. We saw in the Ahmaud Arbery case where you pretty much had 11 white jurors and one black juror. And, you know, in that district, the black people make up 25%, so why don't you have at least three black jurors? It's because what they're doing is they're showing you in the Ahmaud Arbery case that, you know, we can convict white people for killing a black person. But like Brother Kev said, we haven't gotten a sentence yet, so, you know, they have a sentence that they're going to give. You can fight that through appeals and everything. But the point I'm making is, when your black ass is on trial and you get an all-white jury, you can say nothing because black people have said nothing about Ahmaud Arbery not getting a jury of his peers. Same thing with the Rittenhouse situation. He had, like, one Indian person or whatever, but everybody else was white on the jury. So I think that's one thing that black people need to start addressing is, you know, because, you know, we get beat by the justice system more than anybody, we have to make sure we get the jury of our peers. But if we're okay with these verdicts, because in our mind they're a victory, we have to remember that these people are getting a jury that's not of their peers. So with that being said,
that's a fact. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, Carla.
Okay.
Just real quick before we get to the last call, because you said something about juries and, you know, I've been selected for jury duty a few times, and I thought about it because I would always try to get out of jury duty, but he made a good point. I think a lot of black people do need to start, you know, trying to get on these cases, trying to be jurors, get selected, so we can look out for each other. Just like the dominant society, they stay on code no matter what. You know, these people be talking about they liberals and they support black people and black causes, but they're never on the jury. You know what I'm saying? They never on the jury of these killer cops, and, you know, they nowhere to be found when, you know, when the people need them. So I really feel like black people do need to start at least trying to be. I know they screen a lot of juries, and it's a whole system with it. But you know, I think we should try to you know, be on these jurors and to get selected if we can, to kind of sway the balance of power in our favor if enough of us is on these jurors. But again, we are dealing with a corrupt system top to bottom, so I don't even know how effective that would be, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
Let's get to, get some more calls.
This is going to have to be the last caller for the night. Area code 314-833. Caller, you're on with Connected Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello, I have a comment. Was the guy that they shot, was he white or black? I'm just getting on.
Which
so
one?
I don't.
I think he was white, y'all say. He was white, guys.
Okay, he was white. Okay, I was just saying, well, Chief, you know, didn't have to shoot him 9 times, but I remember recalling him saying that you're going to have to shoot me. If I guess he was asking him to give him something, even though he didn't have to go 9 times.
Yeah, his knife.
My thing
they wanted
is,
him to give up his knife.
Okay,
he's
going to have to shoot me. Why would you say that to somebody? Maybe because he thought he was white and he can get away with it. I'm not for sure. But why would you tell a armed person with a gun, you're going to have to shoot me because I'm not going to do that? I mean, I don't know. It's like he was, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's like he was looking to be shot. You know, that's what, in a way,
I was going to say just real quick, if he said something like that, which sounds crazy to me too, he could have had some mental issues. But by
true.
The officer being the person who was
know.
Trained, you don't just shoot somebody because they tell you to shoot them, or you got like,
hey,
no,
that's
especially
true. If
they're
know
not,
how these, the minds
not
of
harming
the people.
Nobody.
Well, yeah, I get it. That's true. He could have had mental issues.
He could have been something wrong with him. He could have been something crazy as a box of rocks. You know,
right,
so
right.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's
and
what
my
I was...
thing is. It's a lot of it's like the caller brought up earlier that it is for whatever reason a lot of people who want to just they got a thing against complying. Some people
yeah.
just really don't want to listen to authority. They don't want
to
obey. So even
well,
with that
them,
being
me,
said,
like
I'm like as a police officer,
that you know they after you, like I've said before. And then if they shoot you, they wrong. But if they just say, hold your hands up, just hold them up. I don't get it, you know. And then if they
yeah.
shoot you, they wrong. Because I know they say, well, you can hold it. I heard them say, they can hold their hands up and they still shoot them. I agree with you on that. But if they do, then they are in the wrong. But if they say, get out the car, I ain't getting out the car. Why would you do all that? Just get out.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
That's all. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. Why you not just getting out the car, doing whatever? If you want it, gone is. Well, you know what? I don't have my license. I'm wanted, but you done did everything you did, and I don't think. And then if they kill you, then hey, what else can you say? You know. But I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's why some of them just. You know, they know that this Black Lives Matter stuff is out, which is good. I'm for my people. I'm not saying that. And some of these, I'm just saying, well, I'm going to see if he going to kill me. I think some of them daring to be killed or just daring the stuff to me. I don't know. That's just my thinking.
Yeah, some of them, that's true.
Get on and do what they say. Then you have your life. You know they want you anyway. They trying to kill as many of them as they can, so why don't you just supply and just go ahead on. Then if they do it, then you know you got something. That's all I'm saying.
I totally
right,
agree.
No, right on,
that's
Paula.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Right
on,
Paula. All
right.
But
right
that's
on, Paula.
I always say, y'all, that's why I always say on my end, I've given up trying to rationalize with police on their tactics and that type of thing. My goal now is
right.
just trying to teach people how to, as best they can, save their life. You know, you got to put
right,
your
right,
own
right.
life and your life in your hands as best you can and try to do anything you
That's
can
right.
to get out of a situation. Sometimes things can be avoidable, but a lot of these situations,
right.
you know, it's true that people don't, they want to
pick a fight with the wrong, at the wrong time. It's like, come on, man. You're not going to win trying to argue and fight with these police. You might get lucky.
Exactly.
But who wants to gamble with their life like that? So we got to train each other on how to deal with it. I know some people say that sounds cowardly, but I disagree.
I think we have
to train each other on how to deal with police and how to try to get home safe.
Yeah, no, we talked about this before, and the code book says to comply, especially for black people. We should definitely be complying because we are behind enemy lines, so to speak. We got to look at it like prisoners of war. If you get caught, pulled over, whatever, then they just got you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to live to fight another day, fight in court or do whatever, but if they got you, they got you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just trying to go all out and you just want to be, you know, a rebel and just fight with the police, then you putting your life into their hands. You know what I'm saying? But the code book says just comply. Like Neely Fuller say, if you did something illegal, what are you running for? You know what I'm saying? If you didn't do nothing illegal, you shouldn't be running. So it's like, either way, you should just be, if they catch you, they catch you. You just going to have to wait, fight it out in court, or maybe you ain't trying to go to jail. I get that, too. Then do what you do. But for normal black folks who just, you know, little crimes, misdemeanors or whatnot, just comply with these folks because they just looking for any reason to blow your head off, knock your head off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But, yeah, my thing is always comply. And I'm always, when I get a pulled over, accosted or whatnot, like I shared my story before, I just complied. Even though I was pissed off, I was mad, whatever, you know, at the end of the day, I just complied, you know. I probably should have took it further as far as some legal actions or whatnot, possibly, but I understand where I'm at and what I'm up against, you know what I'm saying? And that ain't the hill I want to die on. Trying to wrestle with some cops who just on a little mission, you know, whatever. So, yeah, comply, family, please. You know, please.
Yeah, I agree. So. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Word of the day, people, comply.
Comply, that's the word of the day, Craig.
Word of the day, Craig.
Who got the fight tonight? Anybody got the fight tonight before we sign off?
We're trying to figure it out now. Tank Davis fight tonight. Light heavyweight champ. He like they call him Little Mike Tyson. He got a high knockout percentage and he be knocking out folks. So it should be a good one. But he fight tonight. And it's on pay per view. Yeah, we got to see what's popping with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, like always. Everybody made great points, like always. We made great points, like always. So, again, just a reminder where the day is.
Comply. That's an old song, right? That's an old St. Louis anthem right there. Like always. Shout out to Spade Ripper. Shout out to Spade Ripper.
Thanks again, everybody, calling in, supporting us every Sunday. If you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com, or you can simply follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, or just simply tune in next week and each and every Sunday, 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central. Peace. See you next week.
Salaam alaikum.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who's been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like, collective mind.